We begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Chaf. We begin the Amud Aleph. We begin the taste of Masel. Taste begins the words of the Gemara. Iboilur, the following question. Tachta and the Heyech, this that he says has to be the bottom part, is it the Gabi Tanur, or is it that regarding the oven? Which taste come to explain the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabban according to the two different sides of the Gemara's question. That is, the Mishnah taught, you now put bread in the oven there of Shabbos right before it becomes Shabbos, unless if the surface of the bread has been crusted from before Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kadeshikim ha-tachten shalom. That's the Gemara's question. What's the tachten that Rabbi Eliezer said? Is it the side that touches the oven? Because he used to take the dough and put the slab on the wall. Is that the bottom of it? Or is it the bottom, meaning the side towards the vertical, which is facing the fire, which is beneath it? So Tais explains, Lepirsha Kuntris, according to Rashi, he interprets the Pirish, he says, the Legabi, or the option of the Gemara's question, that the side facing the fire, he explains that that's Mamar Likrim. That's quicker to crust than the side, let's say, that's on the wall of the oven itself. So Mibayle, based on Rashi, the Gemara's question was like this. If the bottom that Rabbi Eliezer was saying was the Gabi Tana, was that the part facing the oven, meaning the one that's the part of the dough that's on the oven wall, that's more stringent. Because, like we said, that takes a longer time to crust than that which is facing the fire. So therefore, then you have to say that this, that the Rabbanan, that they disagree, they say it's until the surface becomes crusted, and they're being more lenient, because again, the oven wall is the most stringent interpretation. So what that would mean is that what has to be crusted is only achas mepanel, means one of the surfaces, fulfilled by elyon sagi, and that it is even the upper part would be sufficient, meaning not like the tachten of Rabbi Eliezer, even that which is on the outer part, which is facing towards the fire, would be sufficient. Now, vimtachne kom Rabbi Eliezer heich degabi or. Now, if you say that the bottom, what Rabbi Eliezer was saying was the bottom facing the fire, that means that's the more lenient interpretation. That gets crusted very quickly. So, if that's the case, how to come Rabbanah shikum panav? Then you have to say that when Rabbanah say until the surface is crusted, hainu kol panav. That means all the surfaces, because then they're the stringent interpretation. And that's what Toshima, that's the Gemara brings a raya. We bring a brace that says clearly Rabbi Eliezer b'chulu that he says that which tachne are we talking about? The part that's on, that's attached, that's connected, that's sticky onto the oven wall. Upaishit Sudiva the Gemara concludes according to Rashi's interpretation, Rabbi Eliezer, that he's the most stringent interpretation. You have to wait till the one that's gets the last crusted, which is the oven wall, and therefore he's the most stringent interpretation. However, says Taisis, based on this, Ramiud is a difficulty because of Yerushalmi Mashma, and Yerushalmi it's Mashma de la Hakalba, that actually Rabbi Eliezer is the more lenient interpretation. Why? Because the Kama Hasan, the Gemara says about the Yerushalmi, that Umayyad Rabbi Eliezer agrees, which we'll see, that means to say that he's the more lenient, and here he's going to agree that it's more stringent, but Lechma Panim, by the show breads. The Beis Hamikdash, that these breads were put on every week on the Shulchan, Shein Kar Lechem, is not called, quote, the Lechem upon the bread, that Sheikim upon the Betaner until the surface gets crusted in the oven. So Mashma, that sounds like, yeah, he agrees by the Lechem upon him. But that the Hach over here by Shabbos, that Sagi Bikrima called, that it's sufficient even with just a small amount of crusting, meaning the Molin interpretation. But by the Shulbreads, being the Krima Ali, that you need to have a bona fide, a more stringent type of crusting. So you see from the Yishami, that doesn't sound like the way Rashi says that Rabbi Eliezer is the most stringent interpretation. It sounds from the Yishami that it's a more lenient interpretation. So Tosfos brought Rashi interpretation that the side towards the fire is the one that crusts earlier. They say based on that, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, it comes that Rabbi Eliezer is the most stringent because he says it's the one that's on the oven wall. But like he said from the Yishami, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is actually the more lenient interpretation, not the most stringent interpretation. Continuing next taste of Masel Tetz begins the words of the Gemara, Lemishri Evarm Upadarm, to permit the limbs and the fats of the Karbanis. Tetz comes to explain which limbs and fats are we talking about. That is Rav Huna expounded from the Pasuk Lizavar Ish B'chomesh V'seichem, not like the Gemara had thrown in the Havamina. Rather, it means that you only allowed to light a fire in your own domains, but in the Beis Hamikdash, it's permitted. At least that's what the Gemara was saying initially. So the Gemara ultimately concludes that it's coming to permit. This is what the Gemara's conclusion was, that it's coming to permit the sacrificing of the Evar Mepedarm on the Mizbech on Shabbos. Now that, Vim Taimatai says, if you're going to say, E Evar Mepedarm Nechoel, if it means, what sacrificing of limbs are we permitting on Shabbos? It's obviously the carbon tamid you're allowed to do on Shabbos, that's a pasuk explicitly. So what are you saying? It means the limbs and the sacrificial parts of the carbonas that were brought on Friday for the weekday. It appears that Kunz like Rashi explains that's what we're coming to say, that that's permitted from B'mitzvah Seichem, a fire is forbidden, but in the Beis HaMikdash it's permitted, you're allowed to burn those limbs on Friday night on Shabbos. That is Taisa. I'm a beperk by member Likim. The Gemara says, "Later, Nafchav Dalma Beis." It says in the Pasuk, "Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoi." The Oila of Shabbos is brought on the Shabbos itself, which teaches us only Shabbos Oilas. But loy Oilas Chol b'Shabbos, but not the Oila of a weekday that cannot be sacrificed on Shabbos. So you see clearly that the limbs of a carbon on Friday cannot be brought on Shabbos. Now, says Taisa, "Ve'i Avarma Pedam the Shabbos." And they begin to say, "Nalik Rashi." It refers to the limbs and the fats of the korbanos of Shabbos, and what would be that chiddush? There's a pasuk that says you're allowed to bring the korban tumah on Shabbos. Vashmina would be telling us from the pasuk of Moshe Veseichem that a fire cannot be only in your domains, but in the domain of Beis Hamikdash Yiladu is the avik of the mitzvahs and kalayla. That yeah, although the korban tumah is burned on Shabbos because you have no other choice, but really the evar mepadam can be brought all night on Matzah Shabbos. Ve'efshar like tima Matzah Shabbos, afil achidach Shabbos, and that's what you're learning out from Chumash Veseichem, that even though it overrides Shabbos and you could bring the Eivar Mebedarm, even on Shabbos itself, that is Taisa, Hama Oila Shabbos Nafka, that we know already from the other Pasuk of that Oila Shabbos. How do we know that the Eivar Mebedarm of Shabbos could be brought on Shabbos, and you don't have to wait for Matzah Shabbos? Medibimayit Oila Shol. For the fact that, what do we exclude from there? We don't exclude any part of the carbon Shabbos, meaning at least it's Eivar Mebedarm. We only exclude the carbon of Oila of a weekday. If we're excluding that, obviously the Eivar Mebedarm of Shabbos could be brought, because as Taisa explains, what are we excluding from the pasuk of Oila Shabbos, but that Oila Shol you cannot bring on Shabbos? That's obviously referring to the sacrificing of the limbs and the fats, which we're saying only that we're excluding, but those of Shabbos you could bring. How does Taisa know that? Because the Shechita Zrika, because let's say the main parts of the Avodah of a weekday carbon, let's say the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood, of Esman B'Shkiyas Achama, you already missed the time if it's already sundown on Friday night. Obviously, that what we're excluding from the Oilas Chayil must be once you brought the whole carbon, the Evar Mabedom that could be brought at night, that we're saying you cannot bring on Friday night. So Mkain, if that's the case, so Taisa asks this question, so it sounds like Evar Mabedom, the Shabbos craving of Shabbos, that the limbs and the fats of the carbon Shabbos could be brought on Shabbos, so then why do you need a Pasuk of Moshe Seichem to permit it, if you already know that from the Pasuk of Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbat? So both are untenable. To say the Oilas Chayil, it's Evar Mabedom, that's actually not true, and actually, meaning that we already know that we know from the lo oilas chol b'shabbat, and you cannot say the oilas of Shabbos it's evar medam, because that we already know from the fact that we exclude oilas chol, but that oilas Shabbos we don't exclude. So Yerushalmi Taisa says what you could say is the aslam lemishri evar medam the chol that it comes to permit the limbs and the fats of weekday the way Rashi says, but there's one more stipulation that's necessary. Has to be that, however, that the fires of the Bech took a hold of those fats and the limbs of the Friday carbon when it was still daytime. I have heard the comment this that we say that you cannot bring the limbs and the fats of a weekday carbon on Shabbos. Or that specifically if the fires of the Mizbech has not yet taken hold of him. And so you have to say like this in the Gemara in Yuma, where it says, if you have the limbs of a weekday carbon which was left over, in other words, which you didn't make the didn't turn into ashes overnight. So then it says in the beginning of the daytime, when they start doing that burning in the Beis Hamikdash, so you make a separate fire for those leftover karbanos, and you organize them afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. And it says Taisa, afilu Rav Huna de Palagasim, even Rav Huna who disagrees over there, and he says you don't. I knew that's only because the Amr that he says they ain't oisin lahem arach b'vnei atzman. It's just that you don't make a separate pyre for themselves. Avadibri akol, but says Taisa, everyone agrees the sardin amalarcha gadayla that you do then organize those limbs from the previous day on the large fire. Hainu, what is that? Says Taisus. It's kishamosh ben or like we're saying that those are the fires, although these are weekday karbanas, how you bring them on Shabbos. So that's what Taisus says, that to resolve the question that yes, it, in a sense it is like the way Rashi said, but it has to be when the fires had already taken the hold of them from the previous day. Can the Mukhazan, like it's obvious from the Gemara over there, because the Gemara over there asks on the Bryce and says that the limbs of an oil that are left over, you say you make a marach for themselves even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? It's an explicit mission of the Masechtas Yuma that even on Shabbos you make a madura for themselves. So Rav Avin explains that no, it's necessary for the limbs that are pasul. So halacha is there anything that's pasul when the Mizbech, you don't take it down? And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that even on Shabbos you're allowed to make a madura for itself and to sacrifice themselves on that. And that's specifically if the fires had taken already hold of the limbs. But if the fire has not taken hold of it, not. Now, there are those who say that, no, whether it's kosher or pasul, If the fayis is taken hold of it, yes, and if not, not. So you see, says Taisi explicitly from the Lishna Basra, that specifically if the fayis are taken hold of them, then you burn them on Shabbos, but if not, then you're right, like we said before, as Taisi had asked on Rashi, that actually you don't bring the Oilas Chayil on Shabbos. Now, actually, Taisi has to now clarify, and since we just said that the first interpretation of the Gemara over there disagrees with this, because that we said that the halach of Moshel ben Or was specifically regarding a carbon that's possible, but those that are kosher, sounds like even if the fire is not taken hold of them, you do burn them. So that's not like what just Tosfos established before, that even by carbonas that are kosher from the weekday, you don't burn them if loy Moshel ben Or. And that's what Tosfos comes to say, that no, that there's another Lishna that holds that specifically that when we're saying it, although it sounds like that, it's only Avram Psum that need Moshel ben Or, Tais says, the Kama Hasam Lachad Lishna, this, that it says in the first interpretation, that Davka Bipsulim is specifically becoming this puzzle, only then, I Moshel ben Or in, that's what we're saying, if the Fais take hold of it, yes, then we make a separate Marocha for it. Eloi Loi, if not, not, says Tais, Lav Mishum Dik Sheim Loi Bi'ina Moshel ben Or, and that's what Tais has to explain, based on what he was saying before. No, it's not because that when you have a kosher carbon from the previous day, that then you don't have to have the Fais taken hold of it to allow it to be burned on Shabbos. No, Tais says no, because actually, you don't bring those limbs on Shabbos. Elachim, rather what the Gemara was saying in the first interpretation over there was the Davka Besum Itzuch Lashmeina, specifically when the carbon is puzzled. That's what we have to tell you, but Mashma in the Ur, that when the fire is taken hold of it, then you do it. A big shame, Laitzuch Lashmeina, but regarding the kosher carbons, we didn't have to tell you, and that's the difference in the two answers, but everyone agrees that you have to have Mashma in the Ur if you want to have it being burnt, the limits from the previous day, on the day of Shabbos. Not to this comes to qualify this halacha that you're allowed to burn, we said, on Shabbos, the limbs and the fats of a carbon that the fire is taken hold of it from the previous day, is that specifically by the limbs of a carbon tumid, or even by old carbons, like the Riva Mistopic Bashar carbons. The Riva was in doubt regarding other carbons, Kishamashlam and the Ur. The fire is taken hold of them, because we were just talking up until now the daily carbons, which yesterday's carbon, Eilas Chayil, you don't bring on Shabbos, but like we said, if Mashlam Ur you do, so his doubt was, is it specifically regarding the carbon tumid? And what's with other karbanas? Kishamashman, or if the fire has taken hold of it in the previous day, im nasu kalach mishal mizbech, does it become like, quote, the bread of mizbech, which is the terminology of the Gemara when the fire has taken hold of it, the mishrin b'shabbos, therefore that permits it to be sacrificed on Shabbos, ilav, or not? Because the dilma, davka b'tamin mahani aytam, maybe only the daily sacrifice helps for that reason that it becomes lach mishal mizbech, b'shem d'shem tamid eich Shabbos, because we find that the concept of the daily carbon override Shabbos. You can't just bring a regular carbon on Shabbos. Only the daily sacrifice, which we find b'mayadoi, that you override, and therefore maybe there it's that carbon tummy, which even a weekday carbon tummy can then override, but maybe would not apply by that of Shabbos. Now, but now Taisa goes and says Vakasha. It seems to be difficult. Our Gemara, why? Because the Hasam Mapik LeBiyuma, there in the Gemara and Yuma, they say, how do you know it's permitted to go out and burn the limbs that the fire has taken hold of them from the previous day? Even the fact that it says by Karban Tamim MeBiyadoi in its designated time, which tells you about Philip Shabbos, even on Shabbos. The problem is, like we established before, our Gemara, the way Tais explained what the Gemara is telling us, is you're allowed to bring the limbs and the fats of a weekday carbon that the Moshel ben Or, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos from B'mishvei Seichem, which says only in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, least of our age, but in the Beis HaMikdash you're allowed to, and that's coming to teach, like we said, Evarim B'Bedarim, which are Moshel ben Or, but the Gemara then Yuma learns it out from B'mayadoi, that you're allowed to burn the parts of the carbon tamid, even the Shabbos. Says Taisa Veneri, it would seem the Iker drasha mi b'mayshvei sechem. The primary drasha is actually like Argamor brings it. V'hasam naka b'mayadoi v'afil b'shabbos. So why do they say over there that the heter of burning the parts on Shabbos is from b'mayadoi? That's agav deboi l'miko b'mayadoi v'afil b'tumid. It's only because they had to teach you anyways a different drasha that in this designated time allows you not only to do it on Shabbos but even in the state of tumah. So therefore, once we want to tell you the halach of Shabbos, we also use different the word b'mayadoi. But actually, the primary interpretation is learned out from b'mayshvei sechem, like Argamor brings it. Ben Tei says, V'aykash, but then there's another question. How could we learn that from Moshvei Seichem? Regarding that you're allowed to burn the limbs on Shabbos, V'ha, but Moshvei Seichem, it's really needed for a different drash, L'srivas Bez Koyin, which is the punishment of a daughter of a Koyin that was Mezana, that she gets the death penalty of Srefa. That, what about that? The Leidach Shabbos, that does not override the laws of Shabbos, and you don't burn her when she was Mezana on Shabbos. How do we know this? Because the Shin Perek Hamadiv Vamos, the Gemara in the first Perek in the Vamos, that Vav Mabez expounds. So to Perek Echadin, the Mammon, this is an end of Lam Mahemad Amen Bez, where it says, Nemekam B'mesh V'Seich Mechulu, it says over here regarding the halacha of of the burning on Shabbos. It says Meishvei Seichem v'chulu, and it says also by the Mises Bezdin Meishvei Seichem. So we learn out just like Meishvei Seichem. It says over there is talking about Mises Bezdin. Af Meishavas Amakam v'chulu. So to over here when it says Loisavara Ish b'chol Meishvei Seichem, it's also regarding the Mises Bezdin that you don't go ahead and do the Mises Bezdin of burning the Bas Kayin on Shabbos. So isn't that what you learn from Loisavara Ish b'chol Meishvei Seichem, that you don't do the Mises Bezdin? How can you say you learn out LeMishrei V'amar Pedam? B'Yishlamit says what you can say is that Hach over here Mikem Darish. There's two drushes. The word Meshavos, and here we're expanding from the word Meshveseichem, Menechse Meshveseichem, from the fact it says your places, Belikse Meshavos places. We learn not that only your places you're not allowed to do, but in the Beis HaMikdash you're allowed to do, which is Lemishrei V'amar B'dam. But you're right, the actual one Meshavos comes to teach regarding that you don't burn the Bas Kayin on Shabbos. But then today it says, Vadid Deshin Beperikam of the Gedushim. This we learn in the first Perikam Gedushim of Laman Zayin Menaf. Meshavos to cause Rachman the Gabba Shabbos Lamali. Why did it say the word Meshavos by Shabbos, which is our puzzle we're bringing here, our Gemara Meshrei Seichem? But come, the Gemara says, you know why? It's because the Sulkat that I mean, you would have thought to say, Hoyl be in a Mayadis Ksiv. Since the topic of Shabbos was written in the context of the parashas of Mayadis in the Torah, so you would think to buy Kiddush Besnik Mayadis, it would have to have the laws of Shabbos, it would be dependent on the sanctification of the courts of the month, just like regarding the Yom Tovim. That's what the pasuk Meshrei Seichem, because the teacher, the Shabbos is not dependent on any specific place that the hard court has to be in Yerushalayim to be Mekadosh the Chaydish. No, rather it's Chai V'Kayim. It's always there, even without the Kiddush of the Bezdin, and that's what you learn from Meshrei Seichem. So then we have a difficulty. So how could we say Meshrei Seichem to come and teach regarding Sreifas Bas Kayin and to permit Evar Mebedarim if you're actually learning out from Meshrei Seichem to say that it doesn't need Kiddush Bezdin? So that takes the answer. He says this: that the Gemara Kedushin says from Meshrei Seichem, you learn that the Shabbos does not need Kiddush Bezdin. Loi meloi sevara eish b'chol Meshrei Seichem darish. It's not from this pasuk that we're bringing in our Gemara of that Meshrei Seichem, because the Pirshat Kuntres, like actually Rashi explains that it is that same pasuk as he says there in Masechet Kedushin. And Tosfos gives two proofs. First of all, because now who like see the binyan demayadis? That pasuk of loi sevara eish b'chol Meshrei Seichem was not written in the context of the parsha of Yom Tovim. And moreover, it's like we're saying over here, we also need that pasuk of Leisavar Shabbachom Meshrei Seichem. What are we saying over here regarding Bas Kayin, regarding the Chaf Mem, regarding that you allowed to burn the Evar Mebedom in the Beis HaMikdash? Ella rather says, Taisin Meshrei Seichem, Nechsid Be'emar. It's a different Meshrei Seichem that says in Sefer Vayikra, where it says, Shabbos Hilashem B'chol Meshrei Seichem, that who Ksiv Ben Yadis, that is the pasuk that's written in the context of the parashas of Yom Tovim. So Taisin is brought that this that our Gemara says that Evar Mebedom of a weekday could be sacrificed on Shabbos is talking specifically that the fires of the Mizbech has already taken hold of them before Shabbos started. But you're right, Leimash Lemen Or, we learn that from Oil Shabbos B'Shabbat, they actually not let it burn them on Shabbos. Now, then he brings the Rivad that's in doubt, is this halacha only by the Karban Tamid, or that would that be even by other Karbanas? Next, Tais de Masel Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Kadesh Tei Shalhebes Oil Meleh, so that the flame goes up by itself, which Tais comes to explain the proof from this Brisa to our Sugi, which in our Mishnah we learned that you're not allowed to light a bonfire in the Erev Shabbos right before it becomes Shabbos, unless if the majority of the fire has taken a hold from before Shabbos. So then there was Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that each piece of wood has to have the majority of it taken hold of the fire. Shmuel says if it's enough that people are not going to say bring small twigs to help the fire go up. So the Gemara brought a proof to Shmuel from the fact that in the Brice regarding the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, that the obligation of the Kohen Gadol is that he shall light the wick until it goes up by itself and it's not going to go out. So we see that when you're lighting something, it has to be in this way that it's not going to go out. Which Tay says, Amma, you see from here that B'malkam Sheikh, but Akasab Shleih Chaba. In the situation where the Torah is particular that what you're lighting, that it should not be extinguished, like by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, that Sagi Shetei Shalevus Eilu Baleh, that it was sufficient that it should be something that goes up by itself, that is Vein Tzark Shetei Abasilus Revus Beruba, but you don't need to have, like the other opinion of Rab, that the majority of the wick has to already been caught on the majority, because here we see that no, it doesn't say that he has to light the majority of it. It just has to be that it's not going to go out. That's exactly like the way Shmuel said, that people are not going to say bring more twigs to help it go up, but not that, like Rav, that it has to be the majority, but it has already taken hold of it. Turn to the next taste of Maskot, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Ad sheyishachis memalechas ha'uman, it has to be until it's already destroyed from being used in the work of a craftsman. Which taste can explain that if a fire is taken hold on the two sides, do we say it's still fit for work? Because in the Gemara brought a machlekes in a brisa regarding someone who lights a single piece of wood right before Shabbos, what's the shear that has to be on fire from before Shabbos? One opinion says it has to be that the fire has taken hold of two sides of the wood. Reb Chiya says that no, it's not sufficient. It has to be that it's so destroyed that no craftsman could do work with it anymore. So Tais explains, but according to the opinion that holds that the fire, it has to be that the fire has taken hold of the two sides of that thing, of that piece of wood. That's a smaller share than that. That's a piece of wood that's in a nishchas bach. It's not totally destroyed memalechas umin from the works of a craftsman, because it's just burned on two sides. So that's a lower share. That's sufficient for it to have been lit from before Shabbos. But Tesis ba'avad ma'avakav d'chsev, although the Gemara brings the pasuk, eshnek etzeis of achlo eish, the two sides the fire has consumed, hayitzlach l'malacha, will still be sufficient for the work. In other words, actually the pasuk that's being brought for the Man D'Amar, that you see it's sufficient for the two sides to have caught on fire, but the pasuk itself is saying, what, you think it's going to still be fit to be done with work? So you see that actually the same measurement of wood that's burned the two sides is not fit to do work. So isn't that the same opinion? So this explains that no, actually the pasuk, which sounds like that if the two sides are burnt, it's not fit for work. That's actually by the wood of a grapevine. But actually other trees, that doesn't get so quickly destroyed from the work of a craftsman. And even when the two sides are burnt, it's still fit for work. And therefore, again, that's the difference between those two different opinions, why the two sides being burnt is a less of amount of being consumed by fire than that which holds Ashayashachas Memalachas Umen. We shall return to the first parak in Masechta Shabbos with Taisa's parak Yetzias HaShabbos, which spoke about primarily the laws of Yetzia, of Haitzah, and of the halachas relating to Erev Shabbos.